Now the death of the Lord, your grace is about moments. It's not this very moment. This very day. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not, into temptation, but hast delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting, for I have hidden your word in my heart. I will not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father love, if I have odds against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Settle guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, my Lord Jesus, after supper. So thank you, Father love. As often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken bread, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father love, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance, to the full, till it overflows. So, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, we do. Redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of Hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, I arise, go forth, and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, my Advocate, my Intercessor, my Strengthener, my Standby, my Healer, my Deliverer, my Counselor, my Confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I, who am to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I and us, the scatterbound family, household and ministries, they who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I, we belong to you, Father love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you, Father love, for having just led us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries from the kingdom, the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, to the thousand generations. Father love, I thank thee. I thank you, Father love, that you will bless those who bless us and curse he who curses us or speaks an insolent language toward us. Thank you, Father love, that you cursed are those who curse us and blessed are those who bless us. So I wash us, this Gadubon family, our souls and ministries, our lands and territories. What happened? Huh? Oh, okay. And territories in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, thus by the blood of Christ and by Holy Ghost to resurrection fire. Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil. Excuse me, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us. His ecclesia, thus by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the cross, I curse every plan of the enemy, every one of his strategies, every attack symptoms, bad germs, viruses, bacteria, fungal, anything that could harm us. I curse them by the blood of Christ and by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the strong men that would carry out those plans, those strategies. Cursed be them all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us. Be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes and our streets and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them with the precious blood of Christ. For such a time as this, whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Gadubon family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent up by the blood of the cross of Christ. I call on Holy Ghost, the resurrection, a power, who lives in us, walk in us, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surround us to rise up and consume all the attacks of the enemy and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. Thank you, Father Lord, for protecting us from any influence that the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Our enemies, the Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. So they come out against us from but one direction. They flee before us in seven. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who speaks falsely, anyone who attacks us, falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the Lord of the servants of the Lord. Our vindication from him, says the Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, that love that by the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God, has set us high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and all as a whole. We thank you, Father Love, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. Thank you, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent venom, cheap implants, and all the hidden deeds of a darkness. Vaccines, none of us shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered, and we will enter not into temptations, trials, and testings, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in each of our ways. So by the blood of the Lamb on our lampposts and on our doorposts and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, and lands and territories, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. And donkeys range free, so in our midst, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the means of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and an hour. For we, this scatterbound family, a household and ministries, we his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. Until then, we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, individually and as a whole, continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly, in Christ. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth. On this earth, there be a peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. With our lives, our lives, this our family, household, and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdom, are at peace. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side, unto our being caught up into glory, without our seeing the grave. For with long life the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our Father, your name be glorified in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave the cup. You gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. So by the Spirit of the living God, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. I will live. For he live in me. His Passover mystery. The Lord be with you, Stephanie. I clothe you with his precious. He living in me. His Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him. And went to hell in him. And was raised again to life with him, the Lord, my God. So, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. I am Lord, Holy Spirit. In you I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the Lord who judges justly, my defender, my advocate, my doctor, my healer, my Jehovah Yireh, my El Shaddai, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good, daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression. His righteousness, His holiness, and His love. And I am God, God's representative, His authority on this earth. Manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Excuse me. Now unto you, Father Love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father Love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for He is good. His grace is abounding, and His mercy endures forever. God is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as He has now done, the covenant He has made to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is and this day. As it is said, do not muzzle an ox while it is stretching out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. God is not unjust as to forget our works and the love that we have shown Him, as we have loved these people and continue to love them. The Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love Him and making our treasuries full. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually finds its way into the hands of us, the righteous, for whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow nor did toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For God, see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that He can't do? The God of the impossible, Adonai, the God of all power, the God of thunder and lightning, the Lord, God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. It is finished. He has done it. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord brought us his beloved, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble in among us, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries. For the Lord brought God's wrath and judgment on the kingdom of darkness and on the wicked. He loosed on them his burning anger, wrath, indignation, and distress, a company of destroying angels. Praise the Lord. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb, we are made whole. So that the works of God be made visible in me, God, Holy Ghost, resurrection power, is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes, without even having anyone to touch me. My father, my daddy, quickening my mortal body, because of his spirit, his everlasting fire, who lives in me. Praise the Lord. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Love, for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can run and dance and continuously proclaim, Jesus did it again. And we, this Scatterbound family, household, and ministries, will forever profess that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us. Giving us a hundredfold restoration of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Thank you, Father Love, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that you cleanse our bloods with the precious blood of Christ. Therefore, the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, for that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, of the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdom, so remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. The Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, I thank you for that you reveal your glory in this earth. You reveal your glory in this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, both now and forever. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord, to your glory. God our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the word is spoken, faith released. We believe, we receive, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. Father, love, we are resting in your faithfulness, your ability, your willingness, your loving kindness, your being an on-time God. And as it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. And so not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. So Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee, and by the spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and by the everlasting fire who dwells in you, never leave you, nor forsake you, nor fail you, and who surrounds you, fire by day and by night. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you. Praise the name of God. Your name's the one who reigns forever, still the same. Let's praise the name, Jesus, name of all names, the one who reigns forever, you're still the same. Let us praise the name, no other name that's higher, no other name that's stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious, Let's praise the name. No other name that's higher. No other name that's stronger. No other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us. No other name can free us. No other name so precious. Let's praise the name. Oh, we love to worship you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.